Attorney General Jeff Sessions says he'll recuse himself, if necessary, from overseeing an FBI investigation into any ties between the Trump campaign and the Russian government. This comes after news, first reported by The Washington Post, that Sessions met twice with Russia's ambassador, Sergei Kislyak, in the run-up to the election. That appears to contradict Sessions' confirmation hearing testimony. Sessions is facing growing calls from Democrats to resign. Meanwhile, the New York Times reports today that in the final days of the Obama administration, the White House left a trail of intelligence on Russia and the election for investigators. Joining us now is Malcolm Nance, a career intelligence officer and the author of the book The Plot to Hack America. Malcolm, welcome back.
My pleasure to be here.
Let's start with the news about Attorney General Sessions. What was your reaction when it came out that Sessions took part in these meetings with Russia's ambassador?
Well, like virtually everyone, it was a feeling of shock. There were extensive questioning of the attorney general in the run-up to his confirmation, and he made it very clear that there was no contact at any time. Now, specifically, he said with the campaign, but what I understand that we're hearing is that he may have had two contacts, one incidental at, around the Republican National Convention. And this is just, you know, he may have had the capacity to do that within his position on the Armed Services and Intelligence Committee. But why lie about it? Why cover it up?
Let's go back to the hacking of the Democratic National Committee. The first reports of Russian hackers targeting the DNC came out in May. The White House didn't formally accuse Russia until October. It looks like Attorney General Sessions met Russia's ambassador early in July when he was a senator. Isn't it reasonable to think this is normal, a U.S. senator meeting with a foreign diplomat or not?
Well, from what I understand, his peers on the Intelligence Committee, who, some of whom have been there decades, have never had contact with the senior diplomat of Russia. Now, granted, he could have had that in his capacity. But although the information, you know, on a large scale about the Russian hacks to the American public didn't actually get verified till October, it was very well known in Washington right after the hacks. The hacks occurred for a 10-month period ending in March of 2016. So the level of comfort that he was showing, it is either one of two things. It is either a question of just supreme arrogance that they could get away with anything and break the norms of contact with our adversary, or something more nefarious.
What's your take now of those two choices?
My choice is that there's something more nefarious going on. I've written an entire book about it. I wrote it in a five-week period at the exact same time that the CIA wrote their assessment for the president. And we came to the exact same conclusion. You know, I'm an intelligence officer. So I see patterns that journalists don't. And this was very clearly a massive intelligence operation, which would have taken hundreds of people in their information warfare management cell. And it was part of their strategic campaign to damage liberal democracy, which they think shouldn't exist. And they appear to have gained allies. And by gaining those allies, they manipulate and pull the puppet strings, whether those people know it or not. But by July 27th, when Donald Trump said, "Russia, if you're listening, please release Hillary Clinton's emails," it became clear that not only the campaign, but he at the top of the campaign were very aware that Russia was operating in their interest.
As I mentioned, the New York Times reports today that the Obama administration spread out information about Russia's involvement, left a trail of intelligence crumbs. Has anything like that ever happened before, to your knowledge?
To my knowledge, no. And I can't say that I'm involved in every aspect of intelligence, but this sounds to me like what we refer to as a intelligence continuity operation, where you believe that your operation is going to get compromised. You know, at your main operations complex, you do your emergency destruct, you burn everything, but you make sure that there is a trail of information and duplicate files kept other than the master copy. To a certain extent, that's used commonly as sort of a trick in counterintelligence. And that's so that people that they suspect that are spies do not destroy classified, which would actually prove to be the evidence of that.
Malcolm, briefly, what's the key piece of information you're going to be looking out for in coming weeks?
Well, I think the information that is missing is that there will be at some point a piece of raw intelligence that will, as we like to say, fall off a truck right in front of the New York Times, which will link an individual in the Trump campaign directly to Russian intelligence, whether those individuals knew or more likely that they were unwitting assets of a massive information warfare campaign, you know, that is what has been missing in this story. And all the open source information, all the public information has been dancing around that hole. And in intelligence work, when we see a black hole like that, that becomes the target of our collection activities, because black holes in a, you know, in a giant story like this is where the heart of the matter lies.
Malcolm Nance is a career intelligence officer and author of The Plot to Hack America: How Putin's Cyber Spies and WikiLeaks Tried to Steal the 2016 Election. Malcolm, thank you for joining us.
It's my pleasure to be here.